And you mentioned it earlier that the Warriors are now heavy number one favorites, but out of the West, do you think the Spurs have anything to say with this? Because you know they made the big addition of Paul Gasol, and you know we just saw Tim Duncan retire, but do you think they have anything to say?
What, Paul Gasol and Tim Duncan retired? Who has something to say? Sorry, the connection isn't that good, but.
Touching back on when you talked about, you know, the Warriors are now number one favorites. Do the Spurs have anything to say? Are they, do you see them being stronger than
Oh, the
last year?
Spurs.
Yeah.
No, they're too old. And I'll tell you what, I'm not a Kawhi Leonard fan as much as
Hmm.
everyone else is. Yes, I think he's one of the best players in the league, but how many times did he score over 30 last year? How many times did he put the Spurs on his back offensively? Defensively, oh my God, he'll shut Klay
Yeah.
Thompson down. He'll Durant probably. I don't know who he'll shut down. They'll have him move around probably. The Spurs, no, they don't have a chance. I mean, if Tim Duncan realistically thought the Spurs were going to be able to compete with the Warriors, he would have played one more year off the bench and been there with Aldridge and Powell. And, I mean, the Warriors are going to sweep, I think, pretty much everyone. I think maybe that'll go five games. The Spurs can't score. LaMarcus Aldridge is their number one option. I think Kevin Durant can kind of guard LaMarcus, to be honest, with his length. I don't think that's a good matchup for the Spurs now that Durant's here. And Kawhi has to evolve as a scorer. If he somehow has this epiphany and he's shooting a lot more threes and he's aggressive, Kawhi kind of plays like LeBron on offense when LeBron's playing back. When he stands there with the ball in the corner, very hesitant.
Tell me about it.
I made this argument, and I know a lot of people disagree with me. To me, Klay Thompson is a more valuable NBA player today than Kawhi Leonard. He's not as good of a defender, but he can do everything on offense, and he can score 35-40 any night. This is an offensive league, and they're kind of comparable defensively. So, yeah, no, I don't think the Spurs can threaten the Warriors at all. Maybe they'll make a trade. They're just a little too old elsewhere. I mean, you can't be counting on Tony Parker and Manu to lift you past the Warriors at this point. They're just too old and slow.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, a lot of people, you know, share that opinion about the Spurs. Let's you know, kind of steer off from the Warriors for a second, but keep it in the NBA scope. Now, obviously, this summer has generated a lot of headlines and news for, you know, the amount of money that's being spent on players and more specifically kind of like role players or bench players. You know, getting paid like they're franchise players. And we know that you know, a guy like Charles Barkley talked about that there might be a lockout next summer. He said there was definitely going to be one. And I want to turn to the attention to the NFL and how the NFL players and their feeling about it. We know that Von Miller today just got agreed to terms with the Broncos for a $114.5 million contract, a $70 million guaranteed. But he's like one of those rare breeds, you know. We don't see NFL players kind of get paid with like the way NBA players are getting paid right now. So what are your opinions on that? Do you see this becoming a problem in the future? We know that the cap is going up another 30 to 40 million again next summer. So if people thought that this summer was crazy, wait till next summer comes upon us. It's going to be ridiculous. So your thoughts on that and, you know, the rest of the sports leagues in the country kind of you know, feeling bad that they're not getting the same, you know, type of treatment in terms of paydays like in the NBA.
Yeah. So the NFL players are really pissed. And
Yeah.
I know a couple of them on the Browns that are very upset with how much NBA players are making. So the next time the CBA expires, I'm not sure when it is in the NFL. I think it's not until like 2019.
Yep.
The players are going to strike. They're going to say, we need to be making on par with the NBA, if not more. We look at our television ratings. 48 of the top 50 watched shows last year on TV were NFL games. The NFL is absolutely, utterly owning television because it's Sunday. They have one day. They own it. Starting to get cold out. I mean, they have the perfect model for TV. The NFL is made for television, and television is where the money is at. The NBA signed a $24 billion deal with ESPN and TNT. I think the NFL is around $50 billion, so that revenue sharing has got to be better. I mean, guaranteed contracts have to become a part of the NFL's deal. Injuries are too crazy there. So, I mean, you bring up a great point. Yeah, Von Miller's not happy that Mike Conley is making a ton more money than he is. Excuse my language. I mean, that's
That's highest paid player in NBA history, which is still hard for me to fathom.
Yeah, and he said he's not celebrating any of it because of all the craziness going on in the world. Yeah, I really believe that. You're not spending any of that money, dude. Give me a break. That was the dumbest press conference I've ever seen, man. Come on. I mean, I don't have anything against Mike Conley, but I hate that. I mean, come on. If any of us get millions of dollars, we're going to be like, I'm just too upset to spend any of that money.
Right.
Give me an effing break.
And do you have an issue, though, with all the, as Bex pointed out, with the role players getting the amount of money they're getting? It's not like these guys are the star players on their team. So do you have an issue with that? Especially, like, for example, the Dellavedova deal. He's making more earned money than, say, one of our best corners in NFL, Darrell Revis. Yeah.
No, I don't have an issue with that because you're lucky. Sometimes you come up at free agency at the right time. You have to cash in. You have to think about yourself. You can't be like, oh, no, my friend, I'm not as good of a radio host as him. We got to make equal money or he's got to make more. No, it's like, this is America. This is capitalism. Climb up the ladder. Get the money. You want to protect your family. The more money you get, then your kids don't have to worry about stuff. They can go to nice colleges and drive nice cars. I mean, this is the country we've created. This is a system that people want to be a part of. I mean, the more money you have, it gives you freedom. It sucks to say this, and you'll see it elsewhere, but the older you get, money actually is happiness because it supplies happiness. It lets you travel. It lets you, give back to charities and things like that. You want money to be comfortable. So I don't blame anyone for cashing in ever in any job, especially